Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, July the 5th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 9 cents, closing at 358. November beans down 60 and a quarter cents, closing at 1077 and a quarter. And September wheat up 3 and a quarter cents, closing at 433 and a half. Let's start with the beans. December meal closed limit down. December oil was only 32 ticks lower on the day, which kept beans from trading limit down. So not only couldn't we trade limit down, obviously we couldn't close there. That may be a little bit of a positive, but I still believe the funds are long 170,000, 80,000 contracts of beans here. If they need to blow out for margin call issues, we can move this thing a lot lower. The good news was the corn rallied a dime off its lows. Wheat rallied 18 off its lows to close higher. We made the contract low basically the first Monday of the month, obviously, with the market closed yesterday. Today is the first Monday of the month. So we did that, and we had the rally in the corn. We didn't close it higher, but it was a nice bounce. The wheat did close higher. So do I want to be overly bearish on 10-year lows in the wheat and contract lows in the corn the first week of July? We still have 3 weeks of July weather to get through out here. Could this market go right back up and surprise a lot of people? You know, I think it can. Certainly, we were able to roll down puts today, so we still have puts in place in case we do go lower, but we're also rolling down corn calls to get a better strike level in case we do move higher here. The wheat market put in a great 18-cent rally off the lows. That, despite the dollar being up 56 ticks, we're more than halfway through harvest. And, you know, again, on 9 or 10-year lows, I just don't want to be bearish down here. If you're selling wheat off the combine, I wholeheartedly suggest you buy call options back to keep the upside open. The corn rating was 75%, good to excellent, again, unchanged. A couple of states went up in the excellent category. A couple of states went down. We're talking about a couple of ticks one way or the other, but still maintaining that 75% rating. You've got to think that unless we do get hot and dry very quickly out here, that this corn crop's going to be a big one. The wheat's more than 50% harvested, as I said, 58% harvested versus 55 on average. The reduction in the bean condition by 2 percentage points may give the bulls a little bit of a boost here overnight. But, you know, there's still a lot of people out there that think these carryouts are a lot tighter than what the USDA is letting on. And with this reduction in the crop, if we start losing a bushel or two off the yield, is there still a bean rally out there? Maybe. So, you know, again, we're going to let the market do its thing. When we get the rallies, we're going to take and sell some grain. When the market breaks, we're going to take money out of the puts. When we get the opportunity to take money out of calls, we're going to do that as well. A lot of the bears are celebrating again tonight, popping champagne corks. The bulls have thrown in the towel today, from what I can tell. So is this a perfect environment for the market to rally? The last time the bears were tooting their horns, it was the stone bottom, and we rallied corn 80 cents off of those lows. So, you know, maybe we're in the same position that we can get a decent rally in here. But again, we'll let the market do its thing and let those who want to try to outguess the market, let them try to do their thing. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.